In the Willamette River Valley, you'll find an old mill with quite a story. Its legacy dates to the 1850s, and it was still operating in the 21st century. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here in the Willamette Valley, between Salem and Eugene, Oregon, you'll find an old mill with quite a history.
The original use started all the way back in 1858. There was a mill built here by a man named Richard Finley. He realized that local farmers were struggling with their grain all the way into Albany, and he also realized he could take advantage of the pack trains going down to the California Gold Rush.
If you come here today, the land appears fairly level, but Richard Finley noticed a 16-foot drop in the water level in the stream, creating the perfect place for him to divert water to flow through the turbines on this mill. Rye Gesford says this mill was not only successful for Finley, but very important to the area.
The mill was a centerpiece of a community, and it was a non-denominational place where everyone could come and get their food, basically.
The mill continued to grow. You'll find many additions made in and around the original structure. It was an operating mill until 2004.
We have these five-story tall silos that were built. These are some of the first slip-form silos built in the Willamette Valley and some of the oldest silos in the state of Oregon.
Today, the mill is a state heritage site that preserves the story of this important place.
The mill stood as a center of agriculture in the Willamette Valley for a long time, and it kind of still stands as a sentinel looking over all the changes that have happened over the years. Also, there were extremely valuable water rights that were associated with the mill that date back to the 1850s prior to Oregon becoming a state. So those were purchased by the state when they purchased the mill.
When you walk around the mill, you're struck by the breadth of what it did and how many people it impacted. I'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside near Shedd, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCrae.